Time for Morning Conversation, and we bring in Sam Dugan, Winnebago County Fair Board President, and Tom Thompson. Tom is the fair manager. Guys, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning.
Good morning.
And wow, we're about, by my account, about 7 weeks out.
Yeah, it's always hard to believe when we get to this point.
Mm-hmm. July 13th through the 16th.
Yep.
And let's talk about the preparation, everything that goes into this. There's a lot that goes into it, and you're trying to find grandstand entertainment and so much more. Let's talk about some new things people will see.
Yeah, we start planning basically right after fair starts every year, and work really hard to find new entertainment and things that we hope people will enjoy and that we get excited about as well. Mm-hmm. So we've got a fun lineup this year.
Okay, let's start with Thursday.
Thursday night, we have the Honey Creek Rodeo Series coming in. It's a youth rodeo. They're out of Iowa here, Glidden, Iowa. They're unique. They feature miniature bull riding, mini bareback, and mini saddle bronc riding. Kids as young as 3 years old get on these mini bulls, and it's actually, you know, pretty action-packed. You think little kids won't do a whole lot, but the bulls are still our bulls. And then as the kids get older, the bulls and the broncs get bigger and, you know, more aggressive, and then all the way up to adult bull riding. So that'll be a fun, really unique show, and we're excited to have them on the grounds.
So that's on Thursday, and how about Friday?
Yeah, oh, and I'll just pick up where Sam left mm-hmm. off on the rodeo. Everybody that's been wanting a rodeo back at the fair, I better see you there just to watch it. Because it's been a while since we had one. We're excited to have one back, and
sure,
everybody should come. Yeah, Friday, we've got Cycle Circus returning. They put on a great show last year. They're actually the largest freestyle motocross show of its kind in the world today. And Johnny Rocket and his crew of Daredevils put on a really good show. The crowd was, I think, blown away last year, and I think we'll have a even bigger crowd this year. So
word will get around for sure.
Yeah. And then we actually added something else to that night. If Cycle Circus isn't enough, we've got Impressionist Mike Walker following up Cycle Circus. He's the headliner for Bonjour, which I'll talk about in a minute, but he also does an Impressionist show year-round in Branson, so he's going to do part of that show for us on that Friday night. So from Ray Charles to John Bon Jovi, his talent is limitless.
And we did see him at convention, so we were pretty excited to talk to him afterwards and get him booked.
Yeah, he's really good.
So let's jump to Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, the Tough Truck show comes back. Tough Trucks gets more and more popular all the time. A lot of different fairs have it, and we keep getting more trucks. So that'll be a good thing. And then we've got Bonjour, a new tribute band, Bon Jovi and Journey tribute band. I don't know how many people don't like Bon Jovi or
Journey.
Journey. Mm-hmm. And then Mike does, you know, Mike Walker headlines that, like I said, and he does a great job. They'll put on a really good show. So if Tough Trucks isn't enough, stick around and hang out for that band.
And then Sunday.
And Sunday, of course, we bring back the Demo Derby. That's always popular. And Sunday's our big day that, you know, family wants to come and hang out the whole day with the parade and all that good stuff like usual.
So with the grandstand stuff coming up, how can people, are tickets available yet?
Tickets will be available online shortly, probably later this week. So that's winnebagocoiowafair.com. There will be a link there. We'll have links put up on Facebook so people can easily access there. You can get a hold of a fair board member, and we'll walk you through the process.
Would it be cool if we could get a week like this?
Oh, yes, it would.
Beautiful. This is perfect.
Yes.
The animals would appreciate this weather, too.
Certainly. Yeah, it's perfect. Guys, anything else for the good of the cause? We want to get people excited about the fair. It'll be here before you know it.
We got a good list of free grounds entertainment again. The Flying Pages went over really good last year, that trapeze act. They'll be back. Added a couple new ones. A circus man, Jason Devod. And then we had the Mind Meddler. People got a little bit of preview of him at our fundraiser this spring. He'll be there. And then we got a petting zoo and pony rides coming too, plus inflatables, knockerball, all kinds of stuff.
Mini tractor pullers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've really been working hard on getting that free grounds entertainment put together the last few years, so plus, come out and enjoy that.
Yeah, Summer Bash barrel racing also. So that just
jam-packed.
Yeah, just keep following us on Facebook and you'll know what's going on.
Guys, thanks for coming in. Thanks for what you do. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dugan is Fair Board President. Tom Thompson, Fair Manager, Winnebago County Fair. And Thompson, coming up July 13, 14, 15, and 16. I'm Mark Scar. This is KW Morning Conversation.